Appliance Discounters is a locally owned company that began with one location in Webster Groves, Missouri in 2009 and has grown to six locations covering Missouri and Illinois. We always offer the lowest price on all appliances for our customers. We carry in-box and out-of-box new appliances at drastically lower prices than any competitor. We purchase our appliances direct and buy the truckload to receive the lowest price from the manufacturers and then pass the savings on to you. That's how we came up with our motto, our savings are your savings. Shop us at theappliancediscounters.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Not a good enough lyric, really, to repeat it multiple times.
Matter of opinion. Got a couple exciting things going on here at the all-new 590 The Fan.
What?
Well, first off, we have TMA Live tomorrow night, Hotshot St. Charles, plus We Are Live is going to be there. Now, Larry Nickel might be there. I don't know. He's not easy to get places. And drive. But man, does he send out a lot of snaps.
That's a heck of a reputation. He's not easy to get places.
Right.
Well, Alton is centrally located.
It isn't. If you live in Grafton, it is.
So you have the Timberfake Tony Lee, Beavis, Hannah thing going on. Hannah is kind of an unwilling participant in the whole thing.
She'd just like to be left alone.
I couldn't believe it when I saw that Bette tweeted out that if she didn't book Nelly by October 1st, she had to go on a date with Timberfake. And that all she gets if she does book Nelly is a handsome cab ride through downtown St. Louis. Seems like that could have been negotiated more effectively, yeah. But the Wolf of Wash Ave and Travis just Phil Ivied her.
Did she know that Nelly was going through the tax
issues? I believe that's
issues?
How the topic came up.
I think if,
but Iggy
if
might
he
try
wasn't,
to help.
I think if he wasn't, that'd be easy to do, but he may have lawyers right now telling him don't do any interviews.
What are his tax issues?
Like $2.5 million and he has a tax lien.
I got a text from one of the members of the show saying that they would rather that Hannah did get Nelly on the show.
Was that Gaines?
I don't know if they want me to say which one of it was.
I do think, though, for entertainment purposes, and I don't know Hannah, but if we could have a video of her going on a date with Timberfake, I think that could be entertaining.
Well, I continue to say it over and over again, and Doug, I'll say it over and over again. I want to begin getting more and more video on InsideSTL.com, but that means I'd have to hire a videographer. Now, Hannah wants to do videos on InsideSTL.com. We've had this conversation. Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't mind me speaking out of school, but I'm not really saying anything that's out of school, per se.
Yeah, and you're not even in school.
Right. No, I didn't
or
graduate.
School.
I didn't graduate.
No, I've heard that.
But she's had a number of opportunities to do local television, and she has turned down those opportunities. And I said, well, what would you like to do? And she said she wants to do digital. And there's a word for it. She uses these code words when we talk, MMJ or something like that.
Multimedia journalist?
Yeah.
But that usually means local TV news.
She doesn't want to do that or does?
She doesn't want to do local TV, but she wants to do videos on InsideSTL.com. So I keep trying to come up with ideas. And our listeners, is considering they're infinitely more creative than we are, maybe they can come up with the ideas for it. I'd like it to have something to do with like TMA post-show videos, Doug. But you might be surprised to hear this as an educated young woman just graduating from the University of Missouri. She doesn't listen to this show.
No, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
I was just going to ask, what's her how comfortable is she? Because, I mean, she could come with me and Iggy and try to find Cucky's stepdad, or come with me and the Apache and the Bull to go to Patricia's and look for strappies. I mean,
what?
These
are the ideas that we want in a brainstorming meeting.
Yeah. So these are the ideas we have. I wasn't for sure how comfortable she would be since she's unfamiliar with the program.
I suspect not at all comfortable with that.
Probably not, Doug.
But she has put herself out there for a date with Timberfake if she doesn't book Nelly, and I've got that happening at about a 3% chance.
Have you?
Has she met Timberfake?
Timberfake calls into their show every now and again.
Meaning every day.
And he keeps asking her out.
Can't be any worse than the Brie Olson date with whoever she wanted
right,
to date with.
Right, we did have that happen.
Now, may I ask, with
Doug, are you going to take these questions or not?
I am curious about this.
Yeah.
With the Brie Olson date,
right?
Was it implied that there would be any
ass
type
play.
Of relations? Just I only say that because now if you had it with a random person, I don't think you'd think that. But if you say the winner gets a date with an adult film star,
Brie Olson.
I think sometimes the guy might infer.
Yeah, no, we didn't. That we didn't something. Do that. Although in the interview promoting it, she informed me that she liked to have sex with chair legs. So at that point, you're kind of like, oh, well, she's open. But they did go on a date. They went to what was the name of that Mexican restaurant downtown?
Taco right Bell.
Next to No. Yeah. But yeah, that could have been it. Next to Pepper Lounge. Doug, God, I like that place too. When I lived downtown, Anna Marie and I would go there quite often.
Right Chimichangas.
Right across from your old office.
Office, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think
I
of
really like the food there. It's not open anymore. But anyway, we were doing the event at Lumen, and Brie went with this gentleman down the street for their date there. We did get video of it. It's probably up. Some of these videos we've posted on Inside STL, like the video of the fashion show that Virginia Kerr hosted in 2009 at the Four Seasons. You know, when you think of us, you think of Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Has gotten 13.5 million views. 13.5 million views.
Really?
And I don't know if something goes on, like if, you know, Jesus Christ himself appears in the video and that's why people are looking at it. Because to me, all it is women in bikinis walking up and down a runway. And
that's usually enough.
Yeah, but not for 13.5 million views. I don't get it.
Well, I think the difference is it's local.
El Borracho is what it was. Anna Marie texting it. God bless her.
I think the difference is you've got local talent instead of the same people you see on TV
all the
time.
Everyone in the metropolitan area has watched the video 4.25 times.
I think what happens usually, and I've read some articles about this, about how some of these things go viral.
Yeah, what happens?
Is it could be in a different country, like randomly a website or a blog picks that up for whatever reason and puts it on a platform that just has a lot of eyes on it, and all of a sudden 9 million people watch.
Be nice to be big in India.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you're in China or India, you could get a lot of people watching pretty quickly.
Doug, watch this. All eyes on me.
They probably don't do a lot of videos like that in China and India. So maybe when they get to see one, they go crazy over it.
Typing in Inside STL Four Seasons Fashion Show.
Didn't one of the foot videos get a
there
ton
it is.
Of
13.4 million views.
That's a moneymaker.
And so I have this guy. Here's a guy. And you might know him, Miggy. He does like bowling videos.
Mike Flanagan.
Yes.
Good friend.
Okay, so you know him. So, mm-hmm. So he's legit.
Flanzy.
Oh, he's legit.
God, okay. Yeah, yeah. He's legit, too.
I know he is.
So you know Flanzy.
He's He's actually doing that, I think, now. It started as a hobby, but he spends his days just going over YouTube videos and figuring out if they're moneymakers and then contacting people and
that's
saying,
what he's doing with me. And he said, so he said that Inside STL fashion show and pool party, and you can type it in YouTube and see it, and there are 13.4 million videos. And I swear, I mean, Joe's drunk at the other end of the runway, and that's amusing, but I don't know if it's worth 13.4 million views. He said that would be worth $75,000. And I'm going, oh, that was sweet to leave that on the table.
Really?
And he said, it'll take you 2 minutes to set up.
Who's going
to
pay that?
I don't know.
Advertisers. When they see.
But we wouldn't sell it ourselves. I guess Google does. I don't know. And so he said, you have an audience that if you guys did videos and you put it up on a channel, that you could kill it. And then he started sending me links to people who do these things. Some guys who are making, you know, killing it doing this. And I'd be happy to do it. Hell, I'd have cameras follow me around in Las Vegas next week. Trust me, it'd be good entertainment.
Is it YouTube that pays you per?
He was saying some Google sign up. You know something about this, Plowrocky?
Yeah, I went on a few months ago. I went on a couple of dates with a girl who does like YouTube channels for like makeup, hair, nails, and et cetera. And YouTube pays her like, I mean, it's small scale, but she still gets paid about $1,200 a month by YouTube.
God
just by
America.
Doing, I think, one or two videos even a week. It's not even a daily thing. It's just one or two a
really?
Week.
Really?
I'd
pay
enjoy
$1,200
that.
A month.
Yeah,
Charlie,
that'd be fun.
No, we also, we had, and I don't think Fox 2 would care if I said this, we had an email sent a few months back, and apparently what happens often, too, is local news stations all across the country will play these viral videos, and they just go ahead and play them, not knowing that some company has purchased the rights to this.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, there's a company or there's a lawyer that will go out there. And I'm sure you could just put it in Google and see which stations in the country have played your video and posted your video. And all of a sudden, you get a bill saying, look, you owe us this amount because you played our video on your news that we have rights to. And if you don't pay that video, then I don't know if they can sue them or whatever. But we had an email sent saying, look, make sure you don't play anything unless you know where it's from and you know we can play it and you know that it's free.
Hmm. Maybe we need to do that. Maybe we ought to get like a squirrel on water skis.
Oh, yeah, that'd be big. And then let's lawyer up. We'll just start suing the pants off people who play it.
Timmy the Tickler has an idea for Inside STL video. Two Tims in a car. We videotape a car ride talking about porn. Think about it. Doug, you think that would be a
win? No, I don't think that would be a big hit.
Now, I'm looking at some of our other videos. A lot of videos with Larry Nickel in the back of a car. We've done a lot of those, I see. But they get played because he's like the wrestler. He's the mean Gene Okerlund of the 26th century.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Seinfeld saw one of those videos and decided he was going to do it with coffee.
Comedians in cars getting coffee.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Every once in a while, I'll have just like an hour to kill and I'll just go and play like seven of those in a row.
The videographer, yeah, I agree with you. I do that sometimes with Between Two Ferns and Jiminy Glick.
What?
Inside STL and Bar 101 Summerfest. That's where Brie Olson made her first Inside STL appearance. And she was a judge. God, that was awkward. God, that was effing miserable.
Yeah. She was a little rough on the game.
Yes.
Didn't last long, did she?
God. But so she did that. That was like in August of maybe 09. And then we brought her back in January 2010. And our judges were, and I'm very proud of this, Brie Olson, Rich Gould, Timberfake, Rudy, and Mickey Carroll.
All-star cast.
And you would think with that cast, God, what could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
And unfortunately, of the five, if you were to rank who would be most likely to cause a problem, and Timberfake did get up and he would start dancing in the middle of the judging, no particular reason, and he would get booed off the stage. But Brie Olson went rogue, and she started like chastising the women's like abs, and so then the girls they unionized and refused to come out right in the middle of the Girl Next Door of the Year competition. So Anna Marie comes out and she goes, we've got a problem, the girls won't come out as long as Brie Olson's a judge. And we've got a packed Lumen venue, and I don't know how many people, that thing holds a lot of people. And so now we've got this whole situation, so I have to tell Brie Olson, this is about a year before she shacked up with Charlie Sheen during his special time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Brie, you got to take it easy on these girls. I mean, they, you know, they're out in here, you know, with barely any clothes on in front of a, you know, I don't know, 1,000 people or something. And she goes, well, I wouldn't be able to have free speech. And I go, okay, this is, now we're going to do this.
She's making a stand.
And she did, Charlie. And so she storms off. She goes back to her hotel room. I think this was on Twitter that she bent over, took a picture with the phone between her legs.
She did not.
Exposing her.
Mm-mm.
And saying, this is for all the people at Inside STL.
Mm.
And then ran up a pretty good room service bill, didn't she?
Yeah. As I remember, virtually all the girls in the contest were better looking than she was.
That was one of the issues.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the issues. So there's video of that, I think.
Yeah.
There's the cab ride with Timberfake, Rudy, and Mickey Carroll. That's been viewed 11,781 times. There's the non-gay at winter warm-up. That's been viewed 2,200 times.
That's small potatoes compared to the 13 million.
Daniel DeCalco?
That's right. Our fourth anniversary party. It's been viewed 4,200 times.
You got to find something that can tie into one of these other countries with a billion people in them.
So what do we need to do? Like have Sonny Leone come in and do
there
events?
There you go, yeah.
And then there's a video of me and Mickey Carroll from the fan show at a golf outing, which was viewed by 110 people.
And that was good material.
I don't know how you get people to watch him. I really don't.
I don't know. But anyway, this Flansy, he's telling me that's the move.
Yeah, I would talk to him. He's a very smart individual.
I don't know.
75K.
I just don't do anything, though. There'd be nothing to see.
Well, we'd have to do things. We'd have to come up with things.
It'd be hard.
Well, if it's going to make me money, I will do stuff.
I think it would be hard to continue to come up with videos that are going to be watched by 13 million people.
Not maybe, if you have an audience. If you have an audience, they'll be looking for the next one.
Like one day I could do a nip slip.
Well, I'd get a couple million. I don't know that you'd get to 13 million, even if it's the kind of thing they like in India.
The Inside STL Girl Next Door of the Year contest, the video has been posted by a name that, Charlie, how would you describe that? That's like what you'd see if you were reading.
Looks like it's Arabic.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If all of a sudden.
And it's been viewed 33 times, but I don't believe the person we hired to shoot the video was of Middle Eastern descent.
Wasn't it the former Quebec Nordiques general manager? What was his name? Ben Fournier?
Ben Fournier.
We can just have hot girls dressed up like Dragon Ball Z, like dancing the Gangnam style. So you can almost hit every country.
That's nice.
And yeah. So.
And cool. Also.
Paul Huck, you're the creative director.
You are. This may be offensive. It probably is. I don't think we have to say may. But we have seen Mike Lee dress up in full Bruce Lee garb.
That's his
and
move,
do
though.
A nunchuck well, routine.
That should nail down the Korean one.
Yeah, so if you added that to hot girls, I think you have a winner.
I think so.
I see the Foot Fetish Friday when we did the Artie Lang show has been viewed 351,000 times. The best is the comments. I guess we somehow made it into the foot community.
Did we? There's a community there, is there?
Stupid man, 2488 posts. What an effing creep. That being said, both girls have incredibly suckable feet.
Oh, jeez.
So Jay got hit, but then they complimented the girls. Then there's a gentleman expressing that he experienced pleasure to the utmost extent when he watched the video, and he would eat Kara's feet and Ashley's too.
Is that kind of odd, though? Like, have you ever looked?
No, not in the least bit
No,
odd.
But I understand you can look at a foot. I can look at a foot and say, okay, that's a nice foot, but I would never be aroused by it.
Jay went as far, I think he said this twice, to where he would take a hacksaw, literally a hacksaw, to collar Jordan's foot and put it on a mantle.
Oh, he didn't say that, did he?
Oh, yeah. Actually, like I said, multiple times.
Doug, what day are you available for the deposition?
Yeah, that's kind of going beyond this mild appreciation that he has.
Gentleman by the name of Mike Smith posted, Kara's feet are sweet. Wish I was there. I would have washed her feet with my tongue.
No, we don't want him here.
That's Mike Smith.
Smitty.
Demerge Bryson said, I should have massaged Kara's feet.
He should have been the one.
The Inferno Radio Show writes, if you don't like feet, you're probably gay. Once again, these are the comments under our videos.
Think about how bad normal commenters are just on a regular article, like in the Post-Dispatch. And then add the fact that it's a commenter
times 10
that has a foot fetish.
The guy in the purple is kind of hot. That's from Bottoms MU.
Who's that?
Let me take a look. That's Jay.
Jay. Who are those women?
I have no idea.
Can you go back to that? I want to see. They look like they're pretty attractive, right?
Yeah, there's Iggy in the corner with a camera. You remember that one, Iggy?
I do.
Yeah.
And Doug, meanwhile, is naming off his...
We were doing a national show.
Top five NFL coaches.
What I remember the most about that show is even though Mick Foley lied when we brought him on, he said, what a great pleasure to be on the Artie Lang show, minus Artie Lang. I said, no. And he started, I said, no, I told you that we were filling in for Artie Lang.
That's funny.
My effing Lord, Ashley has the most beautiful and sexy feet I've ever seen.
Any chicks comment?
Same.
I have a feeling that wouldn't be their thing.
Do any women kind of get attracted, Doug, to a nice man's foot?
I doubt it.
Nice big hairy toe.
I would doubt it.
Big strong feet.
I would doubt it. Can you really tell if someone's got strong feet?
A nice arch?
I'll tell you, that Lana Rhodes likes to toss salad on the gentleman she's working with, and my God, does it really ruin the scene. I need to hit the skip button just like, that's Manuel. What happened to Manuel, Plow Rocky?
I actually looked at her. I wasn't aware of her, and when Keisha Gray was shocked that you even brought her name up, I wanted to check her out.
I'm surprised that didn't gain more traction across the country.
And she does... That's her thing, the salad tossing, kind of her bailiwick, because she does it in almost everything.
Who are you talking about?
Lana Rhodes? Yeah, Lana Rhodes?
Lana Rhodes.
Doug?
I just hope Weaver can throw some strikes tonight. Just don't walk him. Don't give him anything.
How do you feel about
it's
the
too
fact...
easy to hit the ball out of the park to be giving him Annie Oakley's.
How do you feel about the fact that Sunday, the final day of the regular season, everything could be on the line?
Wow.
You have the rookie,
Luke
Weaver, set to throw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that how the rotation shakes out?
Wow. There's 11 games left, right?
Yeah.
And he's pitching today, which means he would be the final pitcher.
Well, there's a day off in there, I guess.
I'm just saying, it's set up as of now.
Yeah. Back to feet. Would you be surprised what if I told you that all the phone calls I made yesterday to the restaurants and bars, I didn't get a call back?
Now, what did you say?
It was, I felt so creepy with these phone calls.
Well, what did you say?
Hi, this is Kenny Strode from 590 The Fan in the Morning After. Right. We are we're doing a special broadcast Thursday night from Hot Shots, and we do this little thing. We just have fun with it. It's nothing sexual, but we do a Foot Fetish Friday, and wanted to know if you guys want to get a little pub for your restaurant and bar. If we could send you could send a couple of girls out, and Jay would just look at their feet and comment and just have some fun with it. What is this again?
Reasonable question.
Do you want to come out here and look at feet? What was it? No. I have to explain it again. And
sure.
Well, let me talk to my manager, and I'll get back to you. Yeah, wait for that call.
Me and Seymour actually got to witness this phenomenon just outside there on the couch.
There's the video that you need to be shooting.
And it was absolutely phenomenal, because I couldn't hear on the other end, but you could almost just make up and kind of guess what she said with his reaction and with his answer. It was beautiful. Iggy, you did a great job.
I needed a shower after those calls.
Here's what you do. You call up one of the local companies that employs the promo girls who go to the golf events. They go to the bars, and they give out the shots, and they give out the Bud Light, and they pass out the T-shirts.
There was a call to Stacey Rios yesterday, so I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could get four or five young lasses.
My favorite part about it was when Iggy would bring up Jay Jr.'s name nonchalantly and not explain who it was, just expecting him to know Jay Jr. and Footbread. Well, we have Jay Jr. coming out, didn't explain who he was, just this guy named Jay is going to suck on your waitress's feet.
Well, two of them were fans of the show. Two of them were fans of the show. I called the guy at Llewellyn's down on Main Street. He loves the show. No callback from him. And the other lady seemed to be interested when I said, yeah, we'll give, you're going to get a nice plug for Al's, whatever this place was I called. Well, when my owner comes in, I'll talk to him. I'll get back to you in about an hour. I'm still waiting, honey.
No, he wasn't interested either.
It's 24 Al's, hours
got
ago.
Got a steakhouse down on the First Street running river.
Well, I was trying to stay away from a place that, you know, Tapas Wine Bar. Well, you don't have any feet in there.
Now, when we were at 590 back in the day, and this happened a lot, wasn't there a dude from like DB's that just kept bringing in girls?
Yeah.
What about that guy?
Yeah, what about him? You know him? I can't remember what that guy's name was. Good guy.
He's on my phone. I'll have to look.
There you go, Doug.
Yeah, I don't think Jay, I don't think he was attracted to the girls he was bringing in.
Andrew Collins writes, Jay Randolph is an effing fat ass foot freak. What a whack job. This guy, he is sick.
Oh, my. Who wrote that?
That's Andy Collins. Oh, my God. Can I please be the guy touching their feet and commenting on their softness and stuff? That's from DeJerry.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, these are the comments under our Foot Fetish Friday video.
Yeah.
This was probably a pretty good one, though. I have to be honest with you. This is one of our Girl Next Door of the Year girls, and then her friend. And look at Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols in the background, and he couldn't be happier. I'll post that.
I feel like I was there for that.
Were you?
I remember that.
Doug, do you remember if you were there or not?
That was the Webster studio when we were there.
I'll post that on the fan pin so you can go see it if you want to see it.
I do remember we did that and we had some people.
Producer Joe just texted me. Corey Gallagher, DB's dude. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
So you guys, you and producer Joe are bonding now, despite the fantasy baseball.
I have no problem with Joe. That was, it was mostly tongue-in-cheek, me bitching at him.
He did ban you from the league, though.
He did, but I like Prod Joe.
He
takes things too seriously, and I get it. That's how he is, but I have no problem with Prod Joe. I would have a drink with him if he called me and let's get together and we'll go have some drinks.
Huh, maybe you could
come out to
bread.
Hot Shots tomorrow, Joe.
Maybe you will, Doug.
He doesn't seem to show up at a lot of these events, no.
He was at the fantasy football draft.
Well, he was a commissioner of that league.
I know.
Had the first pick.
You have a problem with that?
No, I'm sure it was done randomly.
Joe Roderick was the commissioner last year and he had the first pick.
He had the first pick also. It's just a wild set of coincidences.
Tim showed his bat wing at spring training and 15 million viewed it. Thanks. It's from Dr. Dougie Style. Doggy Style? Nurse. Anna Marita said, Megan Adamo, the Adamo Agency. Look at everybody rallying to save Foot Fetish Friday.
Okay. She's getting married soon.
Is she?
Yeah, Tim.
Anna Marie?
I thought we were together.
I thought they were married already.
Yeah.
I think the key, though,
fifth anniversary is in November.
Adamo,
I hope
she's getting married to Matthew, the former accountant for.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Marshall.
Iggy books Parn stars, but feels bad about booking feet appearances. That's from Joel in Castle Rock.
Yeah, it's because I watch porn. I don't watch foot play.
Hot foot play.
I'm not into feet. I'm into porn.
You know when Iggy feels creepy, you've got something. That comes from a leggy blonde. Tim, if I bring my hot 25-year-old cousin for Foot Fetish Friday tomorrow at Hot Shots, will you let me back on the fan page? That's from Coach Tim. Boy, I get a lot of those messages about I got banned from the fan page and I don't know what I did.
They have no clue what they did. No idea. Couldn't begin to think what they must have done.
Listeners are also worried about their name on the text inbox.
Oh, really?
I get quite a few to saying, hey, I know you're busy, hey, but will you change mine to, I don't know, the Shrewsbury whatever or squirrel butt? I don't know.
Squirrel butt, Doug.
So old squirrel butt.
The real names are showing up right now on the text inbox.
Yeah,
so
see,
I don't take a little look at that for the lawsuit to come.
Like I said, I just get messages, Doug.
Yeah.
Letters. We get letters. We get lots and lots of letters. Doug, St. Louis sports teams, no. It takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just our Redbirds and Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. Edward Jones financial advisor Matthew Ehrenreich can help. Matt is a loyal, loyal listener. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich, conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, Watson, across from street from Crestwood Bowl. His number is 314-965-0374, 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs. So don't delay and call Matt. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
There you go, Doug.
All right.
We get letters. We get lots.
Was that Anna Marie you said mentioned Megan?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Now you're going to call her for more feet.
I am. Well, okay. If Anna Marie suggested it, then yes, I'm going to.
Okay, yeah.
Could you imagine the type of person, though, that goes, they seek out the foot video on the internet, then they watch it, God knows what they're doing, but then when they're done or in the middle of it, they comment on it.
Yeah, feel the need
they also
to incriminate
feel the need,
themselves even more.
They also feel the need to give their perspective right. on said clip.
Guys, why is no one commenting on the fact that one of your creepy listeners is bringing their, quote, hot cousin to Hot Shots? Doug, somebody just called their cousin hot. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable now.
I missed that. Who said that?
That was Coach Tim, who wants to be back on the fan page. Yes, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al.
Morning. Hey, if anybody's going to Normandy coming out of St. Charles County, there's a county sitting right across the bridge with laser radar, but he didn't get me.
No.
Hey, Charlie, if you ask a woman, they think nothing is handsome below our waist, and that's a true story because I know a lot of women. So, hey, I'll be out there tomorrow night, Timmy. Get the video fired up because I'm bringing Hannah flowers.
Wow, so you're moving on to Hannah now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Have you met her yet?
I'm trying to save her from Fake because I love him and all, but man, he's a freak.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to step in and cuck him on this deal because I gave her a flower the other night, and now I'm going to bring her a whole dang bouquet from Aldi. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
Going.
You brought that to the Wildwood Pub, I remember.
Did you say from
Aldi?
I got Aldi?
A good video. I'll bring my beagle and with the Beagle Eyes Matter, and he can help my Mizzou pillow. That'll go viral. We'll pick up the other countries because they like dogs in different ways, and you know, delicacies, so that could pick up the foreign market and then the American market with the beagle lovers. Beagle's the most popular animal, so that might go.
That might go.
The beagle is the most popular animal?
Yeah, beagle's the most popular dog, and the zoo decides to kill them instead of like a freaking Boston Terrier or something, or long-haired Kickapoo. But anyway, how you doing, Doug?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm absolutely
fine.
He's going
to work the dais. Yeah.
Are you really going to get her flowers
out?
From Aldi?
Yeah. Oh, that's the move, Charlie. Anytime you get in trouble, and you too, Timmy and Doug, $9.99. Don't go to these other places to get rooked. Okay. They're $9.99. They got all roses or different ones, and that's always my go-to because when my wife gets up the next morning or whenever I've done something bad, like once or twice a week, she'll go, I knew there were flowers waiting here. So that's your go-to, boys. Listen to Big Al. I know my things.
It's funny you say this.
I'm getting all geared up for tomorrow night. It's going to be a big show. Can't wait. Dougie, you coming?
Yeah, I can be there for a while. Sure.
Oh, gosh, I know. Yeah. It's going to run late. I already checked the schedule. Sebby said he'll cover for you.
No, I don't have anybody to cover for me. I got to go back and do the show.
Charlie, you going to be there?
I will be there.
Awesome. I'll buy you some. You got to go on the set, though, afterwards?
I do.
Oh, no, never mind. I'll have you all liquored up. Martin will have to reprimand you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Timmy, think about it. Any way to make you money, sir, I'm in. I'm going to go huddle with Jay right now and talk about this foot stuff.
Perfect.
We got to get this organized, too. I got a lot of hot chicks I know, and a few of them are my cousins, but we'll get them all together, and we'll do some video and make Timmy some money so Charlie can get paid more.
There it is.
Yes.
It's a good strategy.
I like that.
See you, boys.
See you, Al.
Tim's going to dock my pay, though, for showing up late.
No, two consecutive days. I'd be awfully hypocritical since I've been doing this for 14 years, showing up at 7:05. Iggy, what do you have? You just showed me a picture on your phone, but I didn't know who it
are
was.
Are you getting the same text I'm getting? Show this to Timmy, because I don't know who that is. I don't know what number that is.
Maybe. I don't know. I have a text from producer Joe and my wife right now.
Oh, because I got a text about the cousin thing and then some pictures and said she's in, and I don't know if you know who that is.
Mm.
That number's not ringing a bell with me.
Mm.
I can't really get a good read on her face, but body fine.
Whoever sent me that, can you put your name in there? Because you're not in my phone, so I don't know who's sending me that.
Very hot, Doug.
What's the prize this time you said?
$175 first place, $75 second place, $50 third place. But you get to be on the show, which to me is...
Oh, priceless, you know.
How is that not getting more play? $175 to come show your feet?
Well, if Jay chooses you, and Jay alone, unilaterally will choose the winner.
And how lucky is Hannah? To have Big Al save her, and I'm kind of familiar with the cuck situation. I think that would be the worst cuck known to man, and I love Big Al, but you trade off Timber Fake for Big Al. I don't know if that's an upgrade, downgrade, or you kind of...
Tied for first?
Tied for first, thank you.
I don't know. Or last?
So her radio career was really booming early.
Yeah, shocking that an attractive woman on radio would have a bunch of creep radio listeners that want to date her.
Yeah, that took a couple weeks.
I know who it is now. I'm sorry.
Who was it?
Well, it wasn't attached to the other text that I knew who it was, but it's Denman. But I didn't think it was
Marcus
Denman. Yeah, I didn't think it was the same number.
Had a great half court shot, really three quarter shot against Memphis, Doug. That was on a Thursday night in 2009 in Glendale, Arizona.
So Denman's cousin is in for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We are alive just got creepy. We are alive just got creepy.
So what's the situ? Is it going to be like, is there seven people on the mic at all times?
A lot of people. I don't know that is a lot of people.
I don't think we have that many mics.
Well, we'll probably just kind of figure it out. That's yeah. Kind of been the modus operandi for a while.
Quality control is not a real important issue.
That thing got out of hand in a good way. Over on the ill side.
Yes, it did. Seamaster says we'll have six mics. So there we go.
So I was right. We don't have seven.
We got half a dozen.
We got a bunch of emails here. Plus, let's see. Guys, Hannah would be happier if you bought her a cyanide pill. She could slip in your drink, Big Al. Thanks. Let's see. Caller Adam is sending in pictures of Lady Gaga and Iggy. I don't know why, but he's doing it a lot. Doug blocked me on Twitter because I sent him a porta potty pic. Couldn't be sorry at Stephen Wildwood.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good contest for tomorrow. I think we should have win a date with Hannah type deal where Timberfake and Big Al kind of vie for her love, and they answer questions. Maybe they write a poem.
I think the audio would be gold. I think if you want to keep Hannah around and you see her as a rising star, I would avoid that at all costs. This may be the last event she'll ever go to.
Instead of a date, at the end of the night tomorrow at Hot Shots, she has to sit down across from either Big Al or Timberfake and share a plate of fries.
Wow, wow, wow. And for a lot of our listeners, that will be erotic. They really like fries.
Why don't you leave this poor gal alone? Leave her out of it. What has she done to deserve this stuff?
I'm not the one that's making the bets, Doug, okay? Right. Regarding Nelly and such.
Oh, don't say and such.
I have to admit, though, when Big Al mentioned Aldi, I was there yesterday getting my groceries, and I did notice the flowers. I should have probably got some for my fiance, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I did notice They had pretty nice looking flowers.
Did you buy any shoes?
I didn't. I'll never do that again.
I don't know if I care about the quality of the flower there. I just think with as a female or like looking at a female perspective, I think even if they're nice flowers, if you went grocery shopping and then picked up roses at the end of the checkout, I think that is not making as much of an effort as I think going to a florist and picking out some flowers.
I totally
disagree
with that.
You got some, though. It's the idea. You can peel off the Aldi sticker from it if you like.
You would think that, but chicks are crazy, and I think that if they found out they had that Aldi...
Don't call them mouthful there. Don't call them chicks, okay?
Canton version of bitches be crazy.
Don't demean them.
Shut up, Charlie. Anyways, like I said, picking them up at Aldi, regardless of the quality, I think it's the effort that really counts, and I don't think you made too much of an effort finding flowers at the checkout line next to a pack of gum and a five-pack of Bix. Just saying.
I don't know. I think a gal would just appreciate that you did that for them.
Guys, for three straight men, you sure have an awfully gay audience. Thanks. That's from The Hills Have Thighs.
Yeah, we learned that painful lesson over the years.
I'm going to give The Hills Have Thighs our text of the day, and that means The Hills Has Thighs. Have thighs? Two tickets to a three-generation barbecue tradition. Masterclass Saturday at 3 p.m. for Q and the Lou. Sampling is included. We have our email today coming up. It's four tickets to the Blues and Stars on Friday, September 30th. First open practice is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday, Youth Hockey Day, in conjunction with the preseason opener versus Columbus. Training camp information, Doug, that's at stlouisblues.com. We apologize that Steven Stingray Ray was not on the program. He stowed the Sea Monster again, but you just can't blame the Sea Monster for anything. Sea Monster going to Sea Monster. He was going to be our DraftKings guest of the day. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. Use code QUARTERBACK and play free with your first deposit for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See site for details. Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Pour yourself a cold, frosty one, Doug. Why don't you? Tomorrow night at Hot Shots, and we'll settle in, and we'll talk about my first 39 years on Earth and rank them from 1 through 39.
This is going to be a show pretty much about you and your life.
Oh, it's been the show for the last 12 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And while I was doing this show, I'm over here and I'm making deals with China. And I just made a deal with the great Greg Hart of Billy G's. And Billy G's is going to be providing food at the Lemmings Open on October 14th at Normandy. Really? How about that? Wow, wow, wow.
Well, that's a real treat. Will they bring Spadini?
I think he did last time.
He did?
That is good.
Nice.
Like that. Anna Marina almost went up there last night.
I don't have
a team
yet.
We were dressed like hoodlums, so we didn't know if we could do that. So we took a run at Brick Tops. You ever go to Brick Tops?
I have not been
there. That's good food.
That's very good.
Oh, that grilled grouper is the bee's knees. Holy moly.
Now that October 14th, that's a Friday.
It is. And I've got a team with Mida. And
Mida.
My father.
Okay.
A couple compadres.
No PGA Dan?
Not PGA Pro Dan, but I think he might be there. He's looking at sponsoring.
I don't have a team yet, so if somebody needs a player, call me.
Iggy, you can play, can't you?
Oh, I can play.
Yeah, how about that? What's your handicap, baby? What's your handicap?
If I'm playing good, I'll shoot in the low 80s. If I'm playing bad, I'll shoot in the low 90s.
No.
It's a mix and match.
Sure. I think we're all that way.
October 14th, Friday, October 14th. No matter what, even if the Cardinals do go on a run, there is not scheduled anyway a National League playoff game on October 14th. And I think there are like four foursomes left. So if you haven't booked it, get it inside stl.com. If you want to see the Foot Fetish Friday video I was referencing, that is up. And you can see the comment section too. That's up on the fan page, TMA fan page. Join in. Doug, come on in. The water, it's warm.
And on the fan page.
Yes.
Well, I'm fine.
Can you tell the listeners about Ryan Kelly?
Well, I can tell them about mortgages, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
When I hear Ryan Kelly, I think mortgage or I think refinance. I'm going through a refinance, and even as we speak, second one I've done with Ryan Kelly, I wouldn't go anywhere else because they make the whole process extremely easy. And I'm going to be saving tens of thousands of dollars by doing this refi. I'm down in the twos now with a 15-year loan.
What are you going to do with
all that money?
What are you going to do with the extra money?
Probably spend it on the University of Missouri.
Nice.
Probably college tuition. That's what I'll do with the extra money. So you need to get into Ryan Kelly if you have a loan. Even if your loan now is in the four, you can do much better than that. You can save all kinds of money. I'm even taking some money out, and I'm lowering it from a 20 to a 15-year mortgage, and my payment is the same. That's what you can do with these rates this low. Ryan Kelly can show you how to do it, too. So here's a phone number you should call to see what he can do for you and your mortgage. 314-781-9... 314-781-9700.
Nice.
314-781-9700. And they also have a fabulous website that'll tell you all the info you need to know. I think you can even apply there on the website. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. That'd be the website.
Right.
TheHomeLoanExpert.com. So give him a call. He and his team are right there. The operators are standing by now to help you get refinanced. Or if you're looking to buy a house, they can get you that first mortgage as well. So that's Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
There it is. Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this show and the man who's going to get in a squared circle with Timber Fake in February of 2017. Doug, it is going to be unbelievable when that goes down.
I would rather see him take on Ray Vincent. But I don't think that's going to happen. And he and a Timber Fake bout, that'll be a nasty scrap there.
Do we know where this is at yet?
We are in negotiations.
Doug, how about that?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a couple of snarling badgers going at it.
If you want to tighten it up, sure, you can work out. But Doug, you need to attack it from two fronts. Mm-hmm. Nutrition. And that's why I recommend Metabolic Meals. I've been enjoying Metabolic Meals since 2010, and I continue. And I enjoy them even more now. Because they post on the packaging the macronutrients, the protein, the carbohydrates, and the fat, along with the total calories. And so for those of you who use MyFitnessPal app, which I am a huge advocate of, you can track it so easily with Metabolic Meals. Go online at MyMetabolicMeals.com. You can order the meals that you want. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's organic, gluten-free, delivered to your door. And I'm telling you, it is the game changer. It is the game. You can work out all day long, but if you don't eat right, it's pointless. And once you become familiar with the caloric intake on certain foods and the fats and the carbs and the whole deal, you'll go, oh my God, what the hell was I doing? Metabolic Meals mitigates it for you. 855-355-MEAL, 855-355-MEAL, or go online at mymetabolicmeals.com. Hey, you know what we got to do right now is that email of the day.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Beedle-dee-dee. Well, Doug, this is huge. Four tickets to the Blues and Stars on Friday, September 30th. Blues training camp opening up. More training camp information at stlouisblues.com. Butch Patrick's appearance reminded me of the school to rename nameless Halloween-themed father-son dance. Forlorn. No hot dads asked me to dance. A LeBaron convertible pulled up with the Herman Munster driver. Ever been with a college boy? He asked as we downed bottles of Little King's Cream Ale in the site gas station lot. I grabbed his neck bolts as he tossed my salad, Lana Rhodes style. Comes from my ex-wife is unattractive, but Doug Vaughn is my Hillary-hating hunk.
Do you hate Hillary?
My ex-wife is unattractive, but Doug Vaughn is my Hillary-hating hunk. He's new.
I have a way to make money with videos. Tim posts a video of him doing nothing. Just wave to the camera for 5 seconds. Then post a link to the fan pin. Tell of all of us lemmings to watch said video 3,250 times. That's 13 million views. You post videos. We watch. You make money. Us lemmings feel grateful. Everyone wins. Thanks, Sean in Crestwood.
Sean in Crestwood.
Doug, that seems like a winning formula.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Men and Doug, aren't you going to put two and two together with the Mizzou versus Georgia game? North end zone, rocks, heartbreak. One of these days, you will see the light. We got to get those rocks out of there. Please help. Caller John.
Caller John.
Guys, Plops here. Really looking forward to the event at the Hofschaths tomorrow night. Of course, I won't be there. Nope. If you think I'm dragging my wrinkled old knee soccer across the Missouri River this deep into allergy season, well, then you're all high as F. Pollen and mold levels are at an all-time high. My sinuses are in worse shape than Butch Patrick's liver. The only plus, though, and Doug would know about this, is that you end up doing so much nasal spray just so you can breathe, and then a half hour later you find yourself getting the chills whilst you defecate. Weird, yet comforting, like the Dickens. Silver lining playbook. Well, thanks. The elusive Misty Plops. Is that all true?
It isn't. Elusive Misty Plops.
Plops here.
Greetings, boy toys. The Kroenke Group is buying all the houses in my neighborhood to bulldoze and build a golf course. This was the last chance for me to gather all of my twink friends together and scheme a way to save the town. First things first, we had Chuck Marlowe do the truffle shuffle. Then we all headed to the basement of Gay Bar in Jefferson County, where we found a secret sweaty man tunnel. We explored the tunnel, which eventually led us to a John boat tied to the banks of the Merrimack River. The boat was filled with diamond-studded anal beads, and we finally had enough money to save the Vaughn docks. My question for Doug is, can you provide a good place for me to bury my one-eyed Willie? Sloth love Chunk, Chummy the butt-ass.
The emails are getting worse and worse.
Yeah, but Chummy the butt-ass is new.
Yeah, he's new.
Sloth love Chunk.
Yeah. How about we keep it clean? How about we keep it a little cleaner?
Tim, congratulations on finding a new top. Billy Gilman is a handsome fella. And it's about time the Chuckles decided he was into sword fights. Chuck, I think you and Billy would do hot, wonderful things together. Maybe I could be Tim and watch the action whilst hiding behind a shrub in the corner. By the way, is it possible for two gentlemen to scissor like the Dickens if they grind on the hole? Doug, when did stop liking black men after Easter Sunday church? Think about it. Peace be with Eladius, Dr. Woody Bender.
Any good ones in there, Tim?
Kevin Shipp's written in today.
All right, let's hear what he has.
I like his work.
I'm a big Kevin Shipp guy. This email is from a company that is named Gilly's Dillies. We are a pickle company. If you want to get both of your hands around a big, thick, salty pickle, then come grab Gilly's Dilly. Satisfaction guaranteed. Good. Just kidding. It's Kevin Shipp here. I also have a question for Iggy. My stepdad used to work the snack bar at Redbird Lanes. He said he fell in love with a young blonde gent who really taught him how to love himself and gave him the strength to become the man he is today. Hi, just kidding. My stepdad never worked at Redbird Lanes. And Iggy, I admire and respect your lifestyle choices. And Doug, you have left extra early for work every day for the last 40 years just so you can rub moments like this morning in the tardy person's face. Ha, not kidding. Grow up, pal. Thank you for your time. That's from Kevin Shipp.
Kevin Shipp it.
Not his best, Ship it. But okay.
Howdy. This wild card race is confusing. Allow me to explain. October 3rd, New York and St. Louis will meet at a neutral site, 5th Third Field in Toledo, Ohio,
yes,
where they will compete in ping pong and golden tee. The outcome is decided by celebrity officials from the Toledo area proper. The Mets chose Jamie Farr, the Cardinals, Charlie Marlowe. The winner goes to San Francisco on October 5th. If any team can produce a signed glossy of Fred Gwynn, that will trump the photo of Butch Patrick held by Joe Maddon and the Cubs, and that team will automatically win the division outright. Hope that clears things up. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
It does. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Fellas, I have a question of etiquette. After showing up late to work, for how long should one pretend to be frazzled? Typically, what I'll do is mention how bad traffic was, being careful as I do so to move and speak somewhat frantically while noisily removing my jacket as though I were actually concerned about my tardiness. Is this where I should drop the act? Because I feel like running my hands through my hair a bunch and sighing as loudly and heavily as possible while clicking my mouse and waiting for programs to load really helps to seal the deal. By the way, the contrast in reactions after Tim brought up best-selling author Chuck Klosterman, which prompted crickets... An Australian lesbian Ruby Rose, which prompted a myriad of texts and 20-minute discussion, was actually quite impressive. Thanks. That's from the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. Butter Squirrel.
Morning, boys. Guys, I want to harken back to a couple of glossed-over quotes from the 8 o'clock hour. See, Doug, people evaluate this show.
They shouldn't.
Iggy, yes, I'm into her. I knew it when she was Anna Montana.
When she was 13 years old.
That was younger said, than that. And we kind of missed that, just like the guy who said, I have a hot cousin, and we missed that, too. Plowhawk, is your computer under an overpass or something?
Yeah, good question, Tim. That's what I'm trying to fix.
Of course it's a good question. Tim, ask it. Thorough Lemming.
Iggy, have you ever Googled her naked? Since it sounds like your new business model is to have listeners come in and work the station, I'd be happy to be your new producer after Iggy gets arrested by Chris Hansen for trying to lure girls to Redbird Lanes on AOL using his favorite screen name, Three Ball Bag for You. Get it together, creeps. Doug, that comes from Ham Bubger.
Ham Bubger. We had that coming. Ham Bubger.
I miss my music. I hear whistles.
Can't I'm reopening. It'll be like 2 seconds.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Hit the toggle.
Trip the toggle.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a big file, man. Opening. There it is.
A music, little music file? A minute of music?
What has happened to our music? We've been sabotaged. Who do you think did that? Who do you think did it?
101.
Yep. I think it was Stalter. Morning. As the Cardinals' wild card chances start to dwindle, it has really started to affect me physically and emotionally. I enter the Busch Stadium men's room and can see the first gent standing at the urinal has his forearms against the wall, pant around the ankle, and just letting it fall, Jack. This causes me to snap. When I get to the first occupied stall, I kick the door down like a true brony would and knock the chili cheese fries out of the gent's lap, who is salled in, rip off his Burberry denim pant, and just start flat. Well, and then it gets graphic.
Well, don't read it then.
Flicking that meat slot?
Don't say meat slot.
How do you do? That's from Tunnels 12,000.
Meat slot.
Tunnels 12,000.
Meat slot.
Doug, only two more, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, let's get to it.
Meat slot.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to revisit the comment on Jay Jr.'s foot fetish video. I just love how the quote, that guy is a creep, but those are some delectable feet, is presented with zero sense of irony by a guy perusing foot videos on YouTube.
That's a great point.
Chuck, good. Doug, good. Tim, God. Toodles, Jamie Moyer's fancy foyer.
Jamie Moyer's fancy foyer.
And finally, boys, I have an announcement to make, and I damn well deserve the email today for what I went through last night. I am now on Doug's side. I'm anti-freeing dotum. Last night, my wife and I were lying in bed, and because I'm such a sexy beast, she has trouble keeping her hands off me. Well, she began performing some pre-coital acts as we prepared for full-blown coitus.
Mm.
We had the Cardinal game on television because the smooth tones of Danny Mac can set the mood for almost anyone. Well, Dan drops the shout-out to dotum, and I couldn't help but react. Apparently, women aren't turned on when you start giggling and laughing while they are engaged in sexual activities. She dismounted her position and laid next to me. I had to really bust out my A-game to get things back on track, so I'm officially off the hashtag free dotum wagon. I'm with Doug. It's mute dotum. Hashtag mute dotum. Stay cute, boys. See you at the Lemming Classic Beer Cats. And that means, Iggy, that's your girl... Lady Beercats, who it sounds like you were a big fan of, was mounting Beercats.
And I am going to use that later on, too. I'm going to go back and replay you giving the play-by-play of Lady Beercats and Ryan having coitus.
No.
That's not weird.
Nice to see Fam come off the bench and get a base hit last night. Get him going.
Doug, what you got? There are a lot to choose from there.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Ham Bubker.
Ah! Not a very good batch.
Vile. Kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But there
it's
were a
getting
couple
more
of,
vile.
Very vile early. I like two. Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer and Ham Bumger, or Bumger, whatever.
Bubger. Thank you.
I think that was the best one, Ham Bubger.
Dougie, who'd you go with?
Ham Bubger.
Oh, then that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to eliminate the drama.
What the hell's going on?
I think Ham Bubger was the best.
Ham Bubger's got four tickets to the Blues and Stars on Friday, September 30th. Plowlock, what do you think's going on over there with your jock?
It has me worried because Frank plays a lot of monologue clips out of this computer, so we will test them before they go on air and we'll troubleshoot.
Well, either way, congratulations to Ham Bubger. You have won the email of the day. The Post Sports Bar and Grill, great place to go. We got a TMA Live coming up there at the end of the month, I understand, at the end of October, I should say. And I am in talks. Scotty Gerken here and I were talking it over about getting Keisha Gray, Caden Cross, and Ariana Marie to St. Louis over the next few months. Doug, can you imagine what a TMA Live would be with those ladies in attendance?
Can't even begin to imagine.
I agree with you. I can't either. It's just unbelievable what's going on with this show and this station. We're really trending in an upward direction. Now's the time we might make an IPO. We might. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So okay. It would be a porn star roundtable, basically.
Right. Could you get Dillian Harper in there, too?
You're friends with her.
Yeah.
See?
Doug, you'll be co-hosting this
I probably
night?
Won't be around for that. No. I think I'm scheduled to play croquet that day.
Will you have a Channel 4 send a camera?
Oh, we won't. No, we won't.
Nelm is here. It's time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That's coming your way next for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.